After decades of prudish communism, urban China is in the midst of a sexual revolution. Openness to the West has changed attitudes dramatically, and the coastal city of Shanghai is in the vanguard of that revolution. But the Chinese government is trying hard not to let the new Shanghai become a mirror image of the infamous city of sin of the 1930s. NPR's Rob Gifford has the story.
On Nanjing Road, the main street in downtown Shanghai, the kind of approach a foreigner used to get was a student's request to practice his English. Nowadays, it's somewhat different.
We have six massage bar.
Yes.
We have six bar. We have just a dancing bar.
What do you like?
The hustlers on Nanjing Road say they can get you whatever you want, and they probably can. Shanghai seems to have come full circle. In the 30s and 40s, the city was infamous for its sexual freedom. But in the 50s, that all came to an end with the Communist Revolution. Under the communists, Shanghai became a model of moral rectitude. But in the 90s, Shanghai is reverting to some of its old ways. As an old communist veteran once said, if you open the window, a few flies are bound to come in. Step into any of the bars on Julu Road, for instance, and you'll find a slice of life that didn't exist here 15 years ago. A lot of Western men with fat wallets and a lot of Chinese women in short skirts. Stand at the bar for about 10 seconds, and more than likely a beautiful young Chinese girl will come over and stand next to you. She says her name is Lisa and that she's 22. She's surprised to find a Western man who only wants to talk. She says she works in a government office by day, but makes twice her monthly salary, coming to the bar in the evening to work as a hostess. She insists that she doesn't sleep with her clients, just talks and dances with them. But it's clear that if that's the case, she's in the minority. Western and Chinese men arrive and leave with girls all evening. Of course, my parents don't know I do this, she says, but how else am I going to make ends meet? In modern China, there's no job security, she adds, so it's every person for themselves. People like Lisa are pragmatic about changes going on in modern China. She doesn't have a problem with the morality or immorality of what she does. A lot of people, however, are not quite so pragmatic. Jiemin is the host of a radio program called Through the Night. It goes out on Shanghai Radio from midnight to 6 a.m. Every night, Jiemin says his show has about 500,000 listeners, many of whom call in with questions about their personal lives. This caller is typical. She's known her boyfriend for 3 years and she says they're not yet sexually involved. She's wondering if that should change. In China, the majority of young people have had a traditional upbringing. Sex before marriage is frowned upon. Host Jiemin says for all the hustlers and hookers in downtown Shanghai, the suburbs and the countryside are still traditionally conservative.
Ordinary Chinese people are not like Westerners. Chinese people feel embarrassed to talk face-to-face about their emotions. They feel much happier speaking anonymously on the phone. It's just our Chinese cultural background.
And, says Jiemin, the certainties of boy meeting girl and struggling together to build the communist revolution are long gone. He says many ordinary people find it difficult to cope with the change, from micromanagement of their lives by the state to a relative freedom.
For example, when people were poor, they supported each other and got unreasonably well. Now a husband has a chance to get rich, and if he does, he is likely to find a new girlfriend and maybe leave his wife. People's values have changed.
The Chinese government feared exactly that. In the 80s, it tried to shut out the decadent Western influences with campaigns such as the anti-spiritual corruption movement. But now some sections of officialdom seem to be waking up to the fact that something a little less ideological and a little more practical is needed in sexual matters.
Who are they?
Interviewer.
Interviewer or interviewee?
Interviewer.
They are interviewers of the company.
The Donghui Vocational School is one of the most progressive in Shanghai. Not only does it teach high school students how to apply for jobs in the new market economy, it's also one of the first schools to introduce sex education. The head of the program is Zhang Zhigang.
We cultivate or we educate students, the pupils, to be healthy, so to healthy attitude toward sex, toward loving, toward friendship. So we support students to cherish their friendship between the girls and the boys, but we do not support the students falling in love earlier.
Zhang says as one of China's most liberal cities, Shanghai is in the forefront of sex education. It has become especially important now because of the growing number of AIDS cases in China and the internet revolution.
The students will contact pornographic information from the internet, from the computer. So the students will appear some behavior problem. So also we think in China, sexual ethics, this kind of education is a basic. This is in Chinese character, we call it moral education.
The program has met with some opposition from parents and from teachers, some of whom have ripped out explicit pages from his textbooks. But Zhang says there's no going back. China is now open to the world, and cities like Shanghai are going to have to deal with the problems that brings. Rob Gifford, NPR News in Shanghai.